He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to another edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who is not here today. You are witness to the live version of the Sanford & Son radio show that has become a tradition now for three straight weeks, maybe three of the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm here in the studio with professional money manager's son, Stephen Gunderson.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Stephen. Son of a gun. It is Sanford and Son of Gunderson. Welcome.
Yeah. I was going to do my best Bill impression right when it opened. And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
That's right.
See if anyone can catch the difference.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I will tell you that it has been quite a week in the market. We are pleased to host here as Bill works diligently on his newsletter, which will come out tomorrow morning sometime, all across the world, just like Santa Claus delivering presents in stockings all across the world. That newsletter will show up in the inbox of folks. Doggone it, we have thousands of subscribers now, and that will appear magically on your computer, tablet, or smartphone tomorrow morning. And I guarantee you, he is down in his office somewhere within probably viewing distance of this beautiful view that's behind us here, working on that newsletter.
Yeah, let's give you a quick update on the markets. S&P is up 21 today, up 1%. The Dow is up almost 200 right now, up over
1%. That's nice.
Yeah, the Nasdaq's up 57. Let's see, crude oil and gold, they're flat. The 10-year bond is up 3.5%. So, got a good day in the market finally.
Finally. You know, it's happy Friday to folks that are out trading today. Maybe Greece's problems are over, or at least soon to be over. I think China's kind of back on track, and even though those things tend to falsely affect our domestic market here, it seems like things are settling down a little bit and it's turning around to the green side here for Friday.
Yeah, let's hope Greece doesn't keep messing us up, you know?
That's right. Hey, I'll tell you what, just like we did last week, we're going to try this again as far as asking questions via text. We still haven't quite figured out how to take live phone calls on Open Line Friday, as Rush would say. But this is an opportunity to ask us a couple of questions. You can do it a couple of ways. If you want to fire off an email, Stephen's sitting here with his email screen in front of it. So you can send it to Stephen with a PH. Stephen, P-H-E-N, at pwstreet.com, and that's one way to ask a question. The other way to ask a question is to send a text with those mighty thumbs or fingers from a smartphone, and that would be at 619-995-2628. Now, we are live in a number of markets right now. I think we're live in Minnesota. We're live in Sarasota. We're not live in Sarasota. They're delayed an hour.
I think it's just Minnesota and like
Minnesota,
Washington.
Dallas, maybe Atlanta.
Dallas, yeah.
Maybe Seattle. Are we live in Seattle? I know we're not live in Hawaii because they're still asleep. It's dark still in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's early there right now.
It is early. But for those stations that are live, and I'll tell you what, even if we're delayed a couple of hours or an hour in your particular market, wherever you are coast to coast, if there happens to be a question that you would like to have us ask Bill or just about the Wizard of Oz or pulling back the screen here in Oz. You'd like to know something about what goes on here in the office. Give us a call. I'm sorry, don't give us a call. Send us a text at 619.
Our phones will be ringing. You don't know. Turn it on
silent. 619-995-2628. That's 619-995-2628 or Stephen with a PH, STEPHEN at PWStreet.com. And we'll be glad to answer your questions. Now, coming up in the second segment, we have a special guest.
We do have a special guest.
Now, he is even more rare than having you in the studio.
That's really rare.
Now we record, and remember, last year we referred to you as similar to having Robert De Niro or Kobe here in almost like Madonna, who never does interviews. We've got the infamous Steven Gunderson here. But in the second segment, we're going to have a special surprise guest that we'd like to introduce you to.
Yeah.
That has the same first name as you. Is it spelled the same?
It's spelled differently. He spells it a weird way.
He spells it with a V?
With a V, yeah.
Oh, an upside down pyramid guy.
Steven. I don't know how.
Steven. All right. Well, instead of Stefan.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, good. So we'll introduce you to the second Steven here at Oz in just a little while. And in the meantime, if you'd like to shoot those texts over and ask questions, we'll be glad to do that. Then in the fourth segment, coming up in the fourth segment, after we visit, you and I will be back together again.
Yep.
And we do have a recipe of the week.
No, we don't.
We do.
We do?
You know, Bill started this. Yeah, it's your dad's fault.
Yeah.
He started it with the Caesar salad thing that started in Tijuana, and then he went to Chili Riano, and our email blew up. And then my mother-in-law's chocolate cake, I think it's my mother-in-law's chocolate cake.
I still never got that one. What the heck?
Nancy, if you're listening in Sarasota, it's funny because my wife and kids are visiting in Sarasota right now.
Nice.
So they're out there in Sarasota, and we're heard in Tampa, Bradenton, Sarasota, and that surrounding market out there. So if they happen to be listening to the show this right now, you need to email Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, at pwstreet.com. Send him that chocolate cake recipe.
Yes, please.
Very important, because we've got about 40 people that want that recipe now, the world's best chocolate cake. So Caesar salad, Chili Riano, and chocolate cake, and then the surprise recipe of the week coming up in the fourth segment. So tell us more about the week here at Gunderson Capital Management. Let's talk about Monday through Thursday. Here we are on Friday. Let's talk about kind of the dynamic of the weird market and how it affected some of our clients and some of the responses that we talked about with those folks throughout the week. Can you think of a couple of instances of phone calls that we received or issues that took place or moves that your dad made with regard to kind of a roller coaster market this week?
Yes. So, you know, he's raised a little cash throughout his accounts. We have gotten those panicked calls from our clients wanting to sell all.
And that still surprises me. That surprises me a lot.
Yeah, it does. You know, a lot of people, they're nervous Nellies. As my dad likes to call them, actually. Sometimes you just got to sit back and look at the big picture. In 10 years from now, will this one day really make a difference? These 2 days really make a difference? I know it's scary now, obviously seeing your account drop a little bit, but you just got to look at it long term. A lot of people forget that this is, you know, an investment, and long term, you're not taking this money out tomorrow to use it. This is your retirement. So.
I guess the nice thing about having a money manager, a professional money manager, is that really you don't have to worry about it every day.
That's what I always thought.
You know, you don't have to look at it. You don't have to stress about it. You can go visit your grandkids. You can go play golf. You can go fishing, spend time doing things that you like to do and not stress about the daily roller coaster of the market every single day. And let a guy like Bill, who is a professional at this, take care of your investments. And that's really the difference. I recall some folks called in on Monday and Tuesday and, you know, what are we going to do? And then the very next day things corrected and then they pull back a little bit and then they correct. I think what's interesting to me, though, is that even though the market goes through various gyrations and topsy-turvy daily and even hourly events, your dad's really good. Bill is very good at finding the nuggets that aren't really dramatically affected so much by the market. Wouldn't you agree?
Right, yeah. He does his best to... I mean, obviously, there's going to be times where your stock goes down.
Of course.
You know, he does his best where it's not affected that much by, you know...
Interestingly, yesterday on the radio show when he was talking about... he was talking about Walgreens and their 8,000-something stores. And he said, listen, does really what's going on in Greece affect anybody from walking into a Walgreens and getting their prescriptions or buying their shaving cream or getting their he said, beef jerky at the counter, whatever it is that they buy on a daily basis from a stock like Walgreens, where it really, whatever's happening in Greece, whatever's happening in China, doesn't affect the typical American consumer from walking in to the neighborhood Walgreens and doing business. And so, therefore, he used that as an example as the type of stock that is just almost unaffected by global movements or global perceived crises.
Right.
And he's very good at that. He's very good at breathing through his nose and not getting panicked and not getting all crazy and taking a methodical approach to money management. Love that. Okay. When we come back, we'll have that surprise guest that we talked about. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour without Bill Gunderson today. We'll talk to you in a minute. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the second segment in the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who is diligently working on his newsletter today. It is Sanford & Son Friday. My name is Rob Sanford, and I am guest hosting today for Bill, along with Stephen Gunderson, the heir to the throne here at Gunderson Capital Management, the prince of all things Gunderson. And now we have a special guest here in the office who has the same first name, but as Stephen likes to say, he's got it spelled funny. We have Stephen Knuckles. And Stephen is the newest addition to the Gunderson Capital Management crew here at the world headquarters of all things financial here in San Diego. And Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to say, I have it spelled right.
Oh, you have it spelled right. Okay. Now, Stephen, as far as I'm told here, and I've gotten to know you over the last couple of weeks, I have done radio work on different types of shows for the last 20 or so years, since the 90s. And I think you were born sometime in the 90s. Is that right?
Or maybe, right at the beginning.
Right at the beginning of the 90s. Okay. And so now I'm getting to interview a guy who grew up with the other Stephen here, Stephen Gunderson. You guys grew up and were kind of childhood and then high school buddies. Is that correct?
Correct. I moved here when I was 13, and that's when we met.
Moved here from where?
St. Louis.
From St. Louis. All right. So those listening out there in the beautiful Midwest and listening to the radio show there throughout the Midwest, maybe they ran into you out there when you were a little kid.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. Okay. So then you grew up with Steve and you got to know the Gundersons very well, and then you went off to do some work for your church then in Russia. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you lived in Russia for a couple of years. Did you go to college at all before you went off to do that? Or
I did. I did 1 year.
You did 1 year?
When I turned 19, I went.
And you took off and you started doing some full-time service work for your church for a couple of years in Russia. What in the world was it like living in communist Russia?
Well, former communist Russia.
Former communist Russia. Still kind of communist Russia.
Different mindset, for sure.
Okay.
A lot to get used to. Just a different world. It was hard to believe that I ever lived in America.
Now, you speak Russian.
Correct.
You speak fluent Russian.
I did.
You did. Okay.
I haven't had a lot of practice lately.
Okay. And so as you lived there in Russia, tell us a little bit about how the financial system worked there, how people interacted with one another with regard to business or investments or currency or money. What was that like? How was it different?
I think the idea of business is a little different there. From transferring from a communist country, they had a lot of people jumping into power and kind of manipulating things in the very beginning, which is why everyone loved Putin in the beginning. He started to clean up the mafia and things like that. But
the Russian mafia. There is a real Russian mafia.
Oh, correct.
Okay, all right. Yes, you got to witness that.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have a lot less power now, but it was that when they're jumping into a free market, there was a huge transitionary problem. So there's a kind of a stigma around business. When I told people my dad was a businessman, when they asked what he did, they would
assume he was in the mafia.
Big. Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Now, is entrepreneurship there strong now, or is it still weak, or are there investments in small businesses, or do they have a free marketplace similar to ours now, or explain it?
It's hard to say that it's exactly like ours. I mean, I wasn't exactly exposed to it while I was there. I was dealing mostly with people.
Service work.
Yeah, doing service work for people. But from what I could gather, it was becoming more entrepreneurial.
It was.
Correct.
So that's technically eventually going to be an up-and-coming emerging market, very similar to a capitalist society, but still far from that.
Yeah, I think I'd seen some business started. Of course, bigger businesses, bigger international businesses are doing great over there because they already have a great structure. I've seen like the Coca-Cola plant.
Right.
People working for Intel, lots of Americans there who actually got shipped out there to work for Intel. Lots of big companies, but it was definitely not the Silicon Valley that you see every day.
Okay. All right. Very good. So now you finish up with that service work. You end up coming home and you go back to college. And what did you major in college?
So in college, I actually majored in Russian.
You majored in Russian?
Correct.
And then did you actually get a degree in Russian?
Correct.
You did. All right. And how about minor?
My minor was business management.
In business management. And you come out of college and go to work for?
It's a company called Northwestern Mutual.
Northwestern Mutual. And you began your career in stereotypical financial planning. Is that right?
Correct.
What the average business person or layperson would consider well-rounded all the way around financial planning.
Correct.
And really got yourself immersed in that entire industry for the last, a year and a half or so. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. So, long comes the Stephen with the PH and the Stephen with the V, and they talk one with another. And I remember a few weeks ago, you show up here at Gunderson Capital Management, and the word is, bam, we've got the guru of all things financial coming to work here at Gunderson Financial Management, being that you're kind of a whiz kid when it comes to financial planning. Or at least that's what Bill says. And so now your role as you come to join Bill and his team here is going to be what?
It's going to be the financial planning aspect. We have a great money manager here with Bill, and he is making sure your investments are performing the way they need to. But there's more pieces to the puzzle.
Okay, and what are those pieces?
Those pieces are, first of all, covering your proper risk management needs, and then your proper allocation needs, because we don't all just put our money straight into cash and put it in the market. We need to put it into the right investment vehicles to get there.
And what are those investment vehicles? Give me some examples of what the types of things that you're talking about.
We're talking about making sure you're choosing the right type of IRA. Or making sure
the right type of IRA.
Correct.
Whether it's a Roth or a simple regular IRA or whatever that happens to be. Okay. Or
how you're rolling it out from there. And then we're going to move into annuities and proper estate planning.
Okay. Long-term estate planning.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
And so there's all those pieces working together to make sure that not only is Bill getting the right return, but you're not having a huge tax bill from that. That you're utilizing the tools that are given to you in the proper way.
So this will kind of be your area of expertise to tee off of the money management and the stocks that Bill is such an expert at. This will kind of be the right turn or the left turn that you'll take off of that main highway that Bill's got his clients on that will help them become even more well-rounded in their financial planning. Is that kind of the way to explain it?
Great way.
Okay. All right. Good deal. So as you make that transition here with Gunderson Capital, as you get more into that process, we'll explain how that will work during the next segment when we come back. This is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, and we're going to hear more from Stephen with a V in the next segment. Talk to you in just a minute.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
to the third segment in the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who is diligently working on the weekend newsletter. I am your host. This is Rob Sanford. And Stephen Gunderson is now joining us again during this segment. I think Steve Knuckles had to run down the hall and talk to a client, maybe.
It's confusing. There's too many Stevens.
Too many Stevens in the kitchen. So we're glad to have Stephen Gunderson back with us here. And again, if you'd like to ask questions during the live broadcast of the show, or we can even get back to you and answer your question in a future show, you can send Stephen an email, and that's at Stephen with a PH at pwstreet.com. Stephen at pwstreet.com, or you can send us a text, and that's really kind of the only way we can do it live right now, 619-995-2628. And we'll answer a couple of questions from the first segment that Stephen has received, and fire away.
I got a couple good ones that I've actually been talking to Bill about this week.
All right, good.
I've had some other clients ask these questions. So, do you think the current China bubble, in quotation marks, has the chance of spreading to the U.S. markets? If so, what is the potential impact? Well, so if you watch the news channels, everyone talks about China's bubble bursting and what China's bubble is. Everyone says China is trading at 300 times earnings, which would be insane if that's true. But is it true?
That's the question.
That is what Bill has actually been trying to find out all week. We've recently hired an intern who is working on finding out the P.E. ratio.
Is his name Steven?
It's not Steven.
It's not Steven. Okay.
All right. We're working on trying to find out the P.E. ratios of all the stocks actually over in China so we can see if the bubble is really what they're talking about on the shows. Because my dad hears Kramer talking about the bubble in China and how it's trading at 300 times earnings. And Bill thinks that sounds a little ridiculous. So he's got to do his own research, get his hands dirty a little bit. And hopefully by the newsletter this weekend or next weekend, no promises there, we will have an answer to that question for you guys. So that would be a good reason if you haven't signed up for a free 4-week trial to the newsletter, and you will have that answer for you.
Let's talk about that for a minute. I know we visited a little bit about that newsletter last week. It is really kind of the crown jewel in your dad's week as far as information, charts, opinion, really some of the most amazing information that you can possibly imagine with regard to the market worldwide. And that newsletter is published via email. So it's an attachment in the email that comes to your email address every Saturday. It's usually on Saturdays when it comes out. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, if somebody wants to subscribe to the newsletter, and you can hear a little bit of noise here because Steven's going to put his microphone a little closer to his... There you go.
Okay.
All righty. You know what we're going to do is give out the information as to how you subscribe to this amazing newsletter that Bill is right now burning the tips of his fingers off on his keyboard writing.
Yeah. So if you go to pwstreet.com, our business website, you click on the newsletter tab, there will
be an option. And that's up at the top.
Up at the top, yeah.
It says newsletter.
Just click on the word newsletter, and it'll take you right to the page. There's an option to sign up for 4 weeks for free.
The price again is how much?
Well, it's free for 4 weeks.
Free.
If you have already requested the free 4-week newsletter, then it will be a price to you. I'm sorry, we can't give it out that much.
I understand. But it's funny, in talking to your dad about the newsletter, he's oftentimes says, doggone it, I give out so much information, nobody's going to need me.
I know.
Because he gives out so much information.
Between the app and the newsletter?
Oh, yeah. My goodness. I mean, it's really kind of an inside look to Bill Gunderson's brain when you get the newsletter. And the average person that receives it thinks it's going to be 2 or 3 pages, when in reality, yeah, it's about 40 pages of information every stinking week.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does it.
That's why you don't see him on Fridays.
That's right. That's why we're doing the show.
That's
right?
Why we're doing the show.
Because he pours 10 or 12 hours into doing that newsletter every week, compiling the week's information and what he's got coming for the next week. So at the end of the 4 weeks, what happens?
So then you get dropped down to the free version of the newsletter, which is almost the same information.
Pretty close.
The same market over, like the summary of the market that he comes out with. The only thing that's missing is the model portfolios.
Right. So the individual information on the individual stocks.
Right.
Okay.
So it might be kind of important to have that information for some people out there.
Especially if they're managing their own money.
Right. And if you choose to subscribe to the newsletter, it's, I actually think it's pretty cheap. It's $195 for 1 year or $60 for 3 months, with which compared to other newsletters out there, it's very reasonable.
I would think so. But I'll tell you, if you try the 4 weeks, really, there's no obligation. You don't have to give a credit card number. You don't have to give all your personal information other than an email address and a few things that, we'd need to contact you if there was a question or you had a problem. But for 4 weeks to get it for free, that's a heck of a value.
Yeah.
It really is. And then as your dad says, after the 4 weeks and they get the free version again, they cry uncle and have to buy the other one because it's so good. It's almost like getting involved in a TV show that's continuing every week, and then you don't get to see the episode except for every other segment. You know,
yeah,
make it crazy. So it's a really neat thing to subscribe to. Now, beyond the newsletter at pwstreet.com, if you want daily information, how do they get daily information from Bill besides calling him on the phone?
Yeah.
Or sending us a text.
Right. So his app, The Best Stocks Now, available on iOS devices or Android devices.
Now, I'm an old guy.
Google Play Store.
I'm an old guy. What is an iOS device?
Those are iPhones.
iPads. It's an iPhone.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. It's an iOS device.
Right. So
what does iOS stand for?
Operating system.
Okay.
What's the I stand for?
I don't know.
I guess it's just
iPhone operating system?
Yeah.
It'd be iPOS.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. So iOS devices, which is an Apple iPhone or an iPad,
right,
that you go into the App Store,
yes,
and search what?
Best Stocks Now.
Best Stocks Now.
And it's free to download.
What's all this free stuff?
It's free. It comes with about 500 stocks preloaded in it, I would say.
Okay. And they're current?
And they're current. Every all day right. updates.
Every day
after
updates.
After the market closes, it goes
and that's
out
free?
And updates the numbers. Yes. And then
you know, seriously, I didn't know it's free.
Oh, are you serious?
Really? I thought you had to pay for even the basic one.
No, it's free. No. With 500 stocks.
Holy moly, all
you
right.
You could get by with just those 500 stocks.
Yeah, I guess
probably.
You could. All right.
But.
Now, what's the other?
But, there's always a but.
There's a
there.
But, all right.
So to get all, I think he covers
4,000
stocks right now.
Yeah.
To get all 4,000 stocks, you got to pay $9.99 a month.
So it's very reasonable to get that app.
Not bad, yeah.
Okay, now that's on your iPhone or your iPad.
Yeah, we've had people say, well, with one trade, I paid for everything. So,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It just depends.
Yeah, if that happens to work out in your favor,
yeah.
That's great. Now, for those that have kind of gone to the dark side and don't use an iPhone or an iPad, and they've gone to the dark side and they use an Android, what do they do?
If they use an Android?
Right.
Well, that's also available on Android
devices.
Oh,
that's what I'm looking for. Okay, all right.
All right, if you go to the Google Play Store.
Google Play Store.
The same thing, search Best Stocks Now. Download
in
it.
The Google Play Store.
Yeah, download it for free.
The same exact app.
Yeah.
Now, what if I'm really an old guy and I got a flip phone, but I've got a desktop computer?
Well, if you have a desktop computer, you're still in business.
How?
If you go to beststocksnowapp.com.
Best Stocks Now app with two P's.
With two P's.
BestStocksNowApp.com. What happens?
You will see the app on the website, just like that. You don't even need to download anything. It's just there.
It's there.
Yeah.
It's you just go there and you see it, and then you get the super duper version by paying for the.
Yeah, you pay through. Well, you have to use PayPal. A lot of people don't like PayPal.
Why not?
I don't know.
Because they're old like me.
But if you want the full version of the desktop version, which
right.
is on the website, beststocksnowapp.com, you do have to pay through PayPal, $9.99 a month.
Okay. All right.
So it can,
and they can easily set up a PayPal account with their MasterCard
right,
or their
yeah.
Visa or their debit card.
It's just because it's a recurring purchase, so it can't just automatically bill your card every month.
I gotcha.
It just doesn't work that way. We can't store your credit card.
I gotcha. All right. So three ways to get the app. You can go to pwstreet.com and get the information if they don't remember it from this show. But you can go to beststocksnowapp.com, and
that's
then you
correct.
Get it on your computer, on your lap, on your laptop or your desktop. If you've got an iPhone or an iPad, you go to the App Store.
App Store.
Okay.
Or the Google Play Store.
And search Best Stocks Now.
Correct.
Or if you've got an Android and haven't been enlightened to the wonders of iPhone or iPad and you have an Android, you can go to the Google Play Store. Right? Is that what
correct.
It's called? And
that
get it
correct.
There.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back in the last segment, you will not only hear some more great information from Stephen, we got a couple of your questions to answer, but we got the recipe coming. This is Rob Sanford for the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Stephen Gunderson. We'll talk to you in a minute. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on Sanford and Son Friday with Rob Sanford and the son of Gunn, Stephen Gunderson.
That's
welcome
right.
back, Stephen. We are fielding questions with Stephen with a PH at pwstreet.com. And Stephen, you've got another question live here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There
What's
we go.
The question.
I got a good one. All right, so. This gentleman says, I have trouble finding dividend stocks that have some gains in 2015 with a dividend yield of 3% or more. Can PW Street help me? Well, yes, we can.
Yeah, that's right. Have Bill look for them for you.
Well, that too. But if you're a do-it-yourselfer, and that's why Bill creates these tools such as the app and the newsletter, because he knows that not everyone wants to hire someone to do something for them. And people like to do things themselves, so he likes to help those people. Maybe it's too generous, maybe it's not. But anyways, while we were at commercial break, I saw this question, and I said, can we help him? I looked up the app. I didn't download it. I already have it. But I just did a quick search on here, and if you have the app, you know there's a stocks tab where it has different ways to search for stocks, and one of them is growth and income. You can search by risk profile, such as aggressive, conservative, even speculative.
Does that, if you're does into that kind of even stuff. Come in the free version?
Yes, free version. So I clicked on growth and income because this person is asking about dividend stocks. The first stock that shows up is ranked number 36 out of 4,163 stocks.
And it's 36?
Yes, that is
wow.
correct.
Wow.
The symbol is VGR, and the name is Vector Group Limited. And so this was the first one I clicked on. Can we help this gentleman? And we can. The dividend yield is 6.7%. He asked, is there one more than 3% that has gains in 2015?
So the very first one you looked at. The
very first one. 6.7%. Year-to-date, it's up 15%.
Now, to stay with compliance, so Tracy doesn't yell at us, what do we have to say?
This is not a recommendation to
right.
buy or sell this stock. This is just an example,
it's an example.
Of
That's
the best
right.
stock now.
Yeah.
And that was the first one I looked at. So if you have the app or don't download it, just go through. If you're looking for a dividend stock, go through that growth and income section, and you'll see all sorts of stocks that pay dividends, and some of them might be up year to date. So I'm glad we could help this guy out.
That's awesome. You know, while you're fielding questions that are serious and about business, you know what? I got text at 619-995-2628.
I can only imagine.
I'm telling you. You know, Bill, you have quite a following with regard to food. I think you talk about fishing, baseball, and food on your radio.
Anything,
more than anything. Fishing, baseball, and food. And so here is the question of the day that gets asked to me. What was the name of the fish market where your dad gets the tuna roll?
All right, that could be two places.
Now, come on.
I don't know. I mean, either the fish market,
the
downtown
fish market
San
downtown,
Diego.
There's another one in Del Mar.
There's another one in Del Mar.
Right on
it's Via
great, Del Valle.
For any fresh food, it's great.
Oh, it's
fresh,
great.
Fresh
great,
fish.
Great,
I mean,
great.
It's...
Or my favorite.
Your favorite, which is probably what they're talking about.
I think so, and that's Point Loma Seafood.
Yes.
Doggone it, Point Loma Seafood. You got if you're coming to San Diego... You got to either eat at the fish market, which had a little fire the other day.
Yeah, it's actually closed right
it's
now.
It's closed right now because they're redoing it. But even more impressive, to me anyway, my opinion, And this is an example and a recommendation.
Of the best restaurant
of
now.
The best restaurant now is Point Loma Seafood. It's where the sport fishing boats back into the dock right there, right next to Fisherman's Landing and all those landings there. And they have fantastic everything. Anything you want fish, from sushi to grilled wahoo. I mean, they've got it all. Best fish tacos in the world. No. You gave me a better recommendation.
I did
for
yesterday.
Fish tacos
I'm
last
sorry.
Night in North County. Where is that?
Actually, not
no,
North
no,
County.
No. I thought it was North County. Where? What's
it's
the name
actually
of that
down
place?
In Chula Vista.
So it's TJ something.
TJ Oyster Bar.
That's not fish tacos. That's oysters.
I swear it's the best fish taco I've ever had in my life.
And you have had a few.
I've had a few. I mean, I'm not a big fish eater, which may surprise all of you out there, because my dad, that's all he eats is fish. And I kind of feel sorry that I don't eat fish with him, you know? But every time he takes me to a fish place, I'll get a fish taco, because I can stomach that. And, you know, this was the best fish taco I've ever had. And I've asked my dad what he thinks the best fish taco is.
Yeah.
He agrees with me.
He does. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. There is a slight possibility, if the weather kind of cooperates a little bit, there's a possibility that Bill and I might go fishing tomorrow morning. And if we do, the recipe of the week will be the best fish taco on earth.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Right.
That we make homemade. Now, obviously, you can go to a taco shop or a restaurant and get it, but the best fish taco on earth. So your job, then, is to find the best fish taco recipe.
My dad has one.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. Beer battered.
So do I. Oh, okay. And I've got it. Okay.
It's
got
to be beer battered.
It's going to be the beer batter fish off,
yeah.
Fish taco. So now, you've had Bill's famous original Caesar salad from Tijuana.
Yep.
And most people don't realize the Caesar salad started in Mexico.
Right, yeah.
All right. You've now had the Chili Relleno recipe, for those who requested it from Bill. Bill, you started this. If you're listening to the show, you started this. You've got my mother-in-law Nancy's famous chocolate cake that is the best chocolate cake in the world. It really is.
Yeah.
Except it gives you heartburn. A little bit later, I think it's from the frosting.
Okay.
I guess it doesn't mean anyway.
Maybe it's just you. I don't know.
And there's no Tabasco in the recipe, but it's great. It's great while you're eating it. And now you've got a fish taco recipe. So I can't imagine anything that you'd rather have in the world than a Caesar salad, chili relleno, fish taco, and chocolate cake for dessert, along with while you're reading the newsletter at pwstreet.com.
Yeah.
So you go to pwstreet.com, you get the 40 or 50 page newsletter, you eat all the food that we've recommended, and then when you've used your entire weekend trying to plan all your own world and finances and throw up your hands and say, doggone it, I don't want to do this anymore, what should they do next?
They should give us a call.
Oh, that's it.
Wait, what? That's good. Give us a call. Our number is 855-611-BEST.
And what does BEST stand for?
Best Docs Now.
Best. Very good.
If you don't want to dial BEST, you can 855-611-2378.
There you go. 2378.
It might be easier for some people
All
out
right.
there.
855-611-BEST or 611-2378. And they can talk to me or you on the phone.
Exactly. Or they could go to the website if
I'd
they
rather,
prefer.
No, they should talk. Call and want what? To talk to
Either
you.
Either way.
All right, good.
Either way. They
All
can
right.
go to pwstreet.com and visit the Contact Us page, and there's a little form you fill out, and it comes straight to my inbox, and someone will call you back right away.
It's that simple. Thanks for listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You can visit us at pwstreet.com, email Stephen at Stephen@pwstreet.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST, and we'll talk to you next week. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson for the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.